Good afternoon, good evening, depending upon where you are. My name is Jeff Bishop, President of Blind Information Technology Solutions. And boy, do we have a full agenda for tonight's board meeting. And we got lots of people coming in. Let me see. Even if I turn these things off, they still chime in. And I don't quite understand why that happens. But let's hope that in this case, they stay away. So we're going to jump right in, and I'm going to ask our secretary to call the roll.
President Jeff Bishop.
Here.
Vice President Brad Snyder.
Here.
Secretary Robin Frost, I'm here. Treasurer Diane Scalzi.
Here.
Michael Babcock.
Here.
David Edick.
Here.
Marvin Keck.
Here.
Kayla Bentes. I heard her.
Kayla.
She's on the list. Kayla.
Debbie Hazelton.
Here.
We would also like to welcome those who have chosen to join us this evening and let you know those who display your names in Zoom will be recognized individually by name in the written minutes of this meeting. And with that, Mr. President, the call of the roll is complete.
All right. I noticed a little glow issue here, so I have to fix that later. And it has to do with...
So sorry.
Anyway. Okay. Oh, you're here, Kayla?
She's here.
Excellent. Okay. Let's go on and see if we can move adoption of the April 8th minutes that Robin so amazingly put together.
So move.
Second.
Any discussion? Any comments from you, Robin, before we vote?
No.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
I don't think you oppose. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay, very good. I'm going to actually do the reverse, meaning I'm going to ask for people to vote no. And if we hear none, then we're going to assume we have a vote, okay, to kind of speed the meeting up. I have distributed the board packet, all 38 pages of it. So if you're bored and you need something to go to sleep with tonight and fall asleep to, and counting sheep or warm milk does not work, this board packet might do the trick. there's a lot in here. And as usual, I'm going to ask committee chairs to try to limit their scope as much as possible to those things that are pertinent that are not already mentioned in the packet. Not to say that you can't talk about anything. I'm just asking you to kindly please remember that, you know, we do have people on the East Coast. And so we want to, you know, keep a little bit of reminder of that. Can I get someone to move adoption of the board packet?
I'll move.
I'll second.
Okay. All those in, any opposed? Okay. So moved. Okay. I'm going to try something different tonight, and we're not going to spend too much time with this, but I thought it would be interesting to allow the public to at least have the opportunity to add something to the agenda. And if they don't, that's fine. But I just wanted to see if anyone has anything that they wish not to be discussed now, but that we would add under new business. Are there any hands who wish to speak on a specific topic that are in the audience?
Your hands are clear at the moment.
Okay. Wow. All right. Very good. Let's go to the treasurer's report then, and I'll hand the meeting over to Diane.
Okay. Thank you. I don't have anything really, at least that I can remember. So do we have the audio recording?
It is ready to go upon your request.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go for it.
Here we go.
BITS Treasurer's Report, April 1st through the 30th, 2026. Checking. Beginning balance, $47,559.11. Credits. Transfer from PayPal, $527.97. Microsoft Project Empower payment, $14,700. American Council of the Blind / quarterly MMS donation, $75. Total credits, $15,302.97. Debit. Twilio.co/SendGrid for web email, minus $19.95. VoIP MS, 61 GitBit 6 credits, negative $20. Microsoft Azure, cloud storage, negative $10.86. Zoom subscription for increased meeting size to 500 participants, minus $53. Yearly ACB affiliate dues remittance, minus $3,125. Travel reimbursements / Tyson Ernst for 2025 ACB convention, minus $430. Total debits, minus $3,658.81. Ending balance, $59,203.97. PayPal, beginning balance, $527.97. Credits, 2 regular memberships, $40. 1 international membership, $20. Deposit from checking / Tyson Ernst travel reimbursement, $430. Total credits, $490. Debits, PayPal fees, minus $2.97. Transfer to checking, minus $527.97. Tyson Ernst travel reimbursement for 2025 ACB convention, minus $430. Total debit, minus $960.94. Ending balance, $57.03. Stripe, March 25th, 2026 through April 24th, 2026. Beginning balance, $16,904.92. Credits, 2 regular memberships, $40. 1 Bits Life membership, $180, asterisk 2. 2 AI course materials payments, $100. Total credits, $320. Debits, Project Empower payments, minus $400. CSUN travel reimbursements, minus $1,554.34. Billing usage fees and post-payment invoices, minus $84.83. Stripe fees, minus $10.78. Total debits, minus $2,049.95. Ending balance, $15,174.97. Savings account, beginning balance, $71,139.16. Credits, interest, $0.58. Total credits, $0.58. Debits, no debits. Total debits, $0.00. Ending balance, $71,139.74. Total for all accounts, $145,575.71. Asterisk 1, for information on PayPal fees, please visit the PayPal website. Asterisk 2, member paid regular member dues payments, then changed to life member and paid the difference. Asterisk 3, for information on Stripe pricing, please visit Stripe's website. Submitted for audit prepared by Diane Scalzi, Bits Treasurer, May 6, 2026.
Any questions for Diane? While we are talking items financial, Larry, are you here?
I am here.
Do you wish to speak to the 990?
Yes. Kayla and I went through it very thoroughly. We have read the instructions. I have had a brief conversation with John based on his reviews. We're having an independent review today to make sure, and I am to have the results of that by Friday. Her initial evaluation is that we will be able to use the postcard this year, and depending on our revenue for 2026, we'll have to look at that again, but it appears that a postcard will be the direction we're going. She is just checking on a final ruling on the Internal Revenue Service administrative stuff, and we'll have that answer for us by Friday.
Okay. Diane, do you have any questions about that?
Well, it certainly would be a lot easier if we can use the 990N, and I have done that several times. So once I get the go-ahead, you know, that we're able to use it, then go ahead and file it.
Yeah, and we agree with you, Diane, and hope in that direction. When I got this stuff to her afterwards, she actually ended up with pneumonia and was out of the office for over a week and a half with pneumonia. And so that's part of the delay here in getting it to her.
Okay, great. Thanks, Larry,
doing that. Okay. Yep, you bet. Thank you. Okay. Any other questions before we move on? Okay, I'm going to try to work through this rather quickly for the presidential report. First of all, I just want to open by of course, saying thank you for everything that everyone does inside of BITS, both our members, our committee chairs and co-chairs and committee members, our board of director members and our officers, and everyone else who volunteers and does tremendous work inside of BITS. It's why we are here. It's so much appreciated, and we could not do it without each and every one of you. I put a little bit of a note in here about remembering that we all need to remember time for ourselves. One of the greatest things that I have been doing lately is trying to spend at least a day, if not a little bit more, a week, just having what I call, quote, Jeff time. And it is amazing how much that energizes you, how much that makes you more creative and allows you to excel even more if you just take out that little bit of time for yourselves. So I encourage all of you, whether you're a leader or you're a member, whoever you are, please make sure that you are focusing on you first. That's really important. And that also goes for those of you that are doing lots of work inside of BITS. If you're feeling overwhelmed or you need to do whatever you need to do for you, there's no harm in saying something. We have plenty of people in this organization that are more than willing to step up and help. We just need to know that, you know, that's a need. Okay. So in whatever way that is, and I'm not saying this to point anybody out or anything of that nature. I myself am beginning to say no to lots of things. And by the way, there are more no's coming that I think some people are going to be a little bit surprised about, but that's okay, because we have to prioritize the things that are important, and BITS is important. And so, you know, it's about aligning things appropriately, but also having time for yourself. One of the things that we need to do as part of BITS is we need to make sure that we have a very solid understanding of our financial roadmap and long-term plan. This is very important and very strategic, so that we have a better understanding of what we need to be doing as an organization. And I am going to be asking, or I am asking, that the finance committee meet or at least develop a plan for how they will be working on this area, and would like to ask them to come back to the board with some additional context for us to talk through in the June board meeting, if at all possible. I don't expect you to have solutions for everything, but I would like to at least understand where things are going. And if you need help or if you need anything in this area, please, please, please reach out or make your voices heard or pick up the phone and call me or do whatever you need to do to make your voice heard in this area. I have spoken to our Vice President Brad, who, by the way, I couldn't do this role without him. He's absolutely amazing and just so great. And he stepped up in a major way last night too, and I thank him for that. He brought up something that we will bring to the attention of the finance committee, and we will be reaching out to a really great friend of BITS, as well as to NextGen and iBug and a number of other places, to facilitate a conversation that I think will be very, very fruitful for us moving forward. And I won't say more about that right now, just because I don't have all the details, because we haven't spoken to her, but she has something to share that is of significant value to us. And I thank Michael Babcock, as well as Brad, and if I dare say, this person who I hope will be willing to speak to us, and I think she will. She's just a fountain of knowledge, and trust me when I say this could solve a lot of problems. So I'm excited about it. Okay. So, and I'm being cryptic because I don't have all the cards to talk about yet, but we probably will have something to talk about in June, at least with a proposal that we can take on immediately and supplant some of the issues that we've had with other institutions, mainly Chase. And that's all I'll say about that. Okay. Investing in the future of BITS. many of us have been working very, very hard on lots of areas within BITS, whether it be, you know, Project Empower, the website, committees, fundraising, you know, just lots and lots of work is going on. And when I spoke at the annual meeting, I talked about BITS Connect, the app that we would bring forward as part of the BITS experience. And one of the things that is truly important in this organization is that we meet people where they are. And one of the things that we have heard is that people struggle in either logging into the website, using the website, paying and renewing their membership, gaining access to activities such as Zoom rooms or meetings or events, getting access to media content, all of those things. And wouldn't it be amazing if we had an app which worked across iOS, Android, Mac, and Windows, and it all worked pretty much the same way with a few variations here and there based on the technology stack, and brought this magic to life for many. And, you know, we weren't sure what was possible until we started to sort of develop what we thought would be possible and putting together what we call a product requirements document, a PRD, and working through some of the technical details to see what was possible cross-platform. But we will be discussing this tonight. There is a financial cost associated to this. And I will just say that the financial cost, if we won't invest in ourselves, then we can't improve ourselves. I am a firm believer in this. And I think that if people can simply show their face, or if they have an older device, use their fingerprint and magically get access to BITS with no degradation in ability, and be able to renew their membership with a simple double click of a side button, ladies and gentlemen, then we're doing something wrong. We should truly, truly, truly try to make this magical. And that's what the vision of BITS Connect was. Now, we will also be talking about who we are and our identity moving forward tonight as an organization in reference to our name, Blind Information Technology Solutions. One of the things that's important about rebranding ourselves, or at least changing our identity, at least even in a slight way, is that we need to make sure that we communicate this change, and that we do it boldly, and that we do it with passion, and we do it with fun. It's not enough just to announce it. We have to promote it. And tonight we have a proposal that's coming before the board, and I know everyone is going to sort of take a big, big, deep breath when they hear what the cost is. We'll get to all of that and what all of that means as far as us as an organization. But if we have the funds, and I'm not saying we do it every year, but if we have the funds and if we can strike while the iron is hot to let people know who we are and make a big splash and make people notice, then this is the year to do it, especially after changing our name to Blind Information Technology Solutions. So you'll hear more about that tonight. Now, a little convention magic. We'll talk about this because this also plays into the role of identity, or at least in who we are as a organization that believes in working hard and playing hard, and representing ourselves in ways that are somewhat different, somewhat geeky, and sort of out there a little bit, and sort of in a playful way. And we'll talk a little bit about that. I just want to say here before I move on that in no way, shape, or form is there any intention whatsoever to bring up anything that is derogatory, harmful, hurtful, or in any way talks down to or misrepresents anyone. And when we get to that point in the meeting, I'm going to talk about this a little bit and give you a bit of a history lesson as it relates to why we came up with something that we did, what the term means, why it's valued, and why it may differ a little bit from even our own email list guidelines and things that we communicate as an organization, and the due diligence that went forth to try to get get advice from, you know, very highly valued people across a spectrum. Everyone from people who are 18 to those that are older. And I'll just say older, because I'm one of those. Okay. So you'll hear more about that a little bit later, but I just want to tell you right now that there has never been any time in this organization where I have not and have tried not to mislead or misrepresent or harm anyone as it relates to how we represent this community. And at least as far as me as president is concerned, and since I'm the one that's sort of bringing this sort of convention magic idea forward, sort of my little, you know, stepchild here, I guess. I want to make that clear to everyone that my intent is good. My intent is not to harm. Okay. And we'll talk about that a little bit later. All right. Does anyone have any questions about my report? All right. Now I got to jump up here. We're going to go to committee reports. And as usual, you know, it's amazing when you use your own, we used to call this eating your own dog food. When you use your own software to format things, how you notice slight inefficiencies. And mainly this is because Jeff, meaning me, put in numbers in the agenda as opposed to using bulleted lists and doing it the right way. It uncovers a little bit of a problem here that needs to be fixed. So this is good. This is why we eat our own dog food. Little technical term there. Okay. So if you are a committee chair or co-chair and representing your committee tonight, I want to remind you that we are asking you to supply to us your committee members that you would consider to be those who are on your executive committee, meaning those that you have personally invited to be a member of that committee. We are interested in knowing who you have asked to attend the committee meetings, meaning those that you've personally contacted and said, we would like representation from this part of the organization, but you're not officially a member of the committee, meaning you're not a voting member of the committee. And we also would like to know who might be attending the meeting, who has invited themselves to the meeting, which is fine. Okay. And we, the executive team, will be looking at that data and making some observations on that and maybe coming back with some potential shifts in that, because we haven't done that in a while. And it's always good to refresh things a bit if necessary and make sure that things are aligned the way that the committee chairs, co-chairs, as well as the committee members themselves would like. And I would like to sincerely thank Debbie Hazelton and Karen Hughes, who have led numerous conversations and continue to do this individually with people to learn more and more about how we can learn and grow as an organization. And we're already seeing major fruits of that already happening. So I am hugely delighted about that. Okay. Enough waffling. So we will take hands at this point from committee chairs or co-chairs. So if you have something that you wish to bring up that is vital to be brought up that's not already in the packet or is in the packet and you feel it worthy to bring up here, then raise your hand.
You have David with his hand up.
David.
Hey, I just wanted to update people. Of course, we had, you'll see all this in the right here in the announcement, but we had a couple of Monday night chats this month, including a Star Wars chat last Monday. And that was very
May the Force be with you.
Exactly.
Yes.
Than any other day of the year. The other thing I wanted to mention is if anybody wants to get involved with hosting, there's one stop shop to go to now, and that's host@bits-acb.org. Whether it's presentations, whether it's chat or something else, just feel free to email host@bits-acb.org. Thank you.
Okay. Now, David, just to be clear, it's HOST, not HOSTS, right?
Right, HOST.
Okay, perfect. Okay, just to make sure people are hearing it correctly. Okay, perfect.
Hey, David, can I ask you a question real quick? And I want to make sure that people know I transferred those people who had already been indicated on a previous list
I have transferred those over to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just want to make sure that people know that.
Okay.
Okay, great. And thanks for setting up, Larry.
Anything else, David?
Nope, I wanted to keep it short.
David, thank you. And thank you for leading in many ways over the past few weeks, especially in our meeting last night where we sort of tackled this beast. And I want to publicly recognize David and really him shining and showing some just tremendous skill in leadership lately. Not that he hasn't before, but it's really just thank you, David. Truly.
No problem. It's all part of the service.
Yep. Appreciate you very much, more than you realize. Okay, who's next?
Brad is next.
Right. I want to talk a little bit about convention stuff. I have two committees. Presentation speaks for itself. My information on that's in the packet. But a little bit about convention. I put a lot of stuff in there. I put in my, which you'll see in the packet, put a listing of everything as it will be printed in the program and on the registration form. This is pretty much the same thing that Janet sent out several times before we got all the copy and paste errors corrected. So all of you got to see all three of them. But anyway, what I really want to talk about is a couple of things. First of all, at the last meeting, we discussed, and I believe the board approved, an item that we are donating to the ACB Summer Auction. It is a P4Next Podcast Creators Bundle. I sent the board the description of the item that I submitted to Leslie and a attachment of the PDF, the quote from Sweetwater on this. Basically, we are donating a P4Next. What do we call podcast? What do we call that thing anyway?
Bundle.
Yeah. Well, there's the actual P4 podcaster unit itself. And then we have two of these bundles that include headphones, XLR cable, a microphone, a little tripod for the microphone. I'm sure I'm leaving something else out.
Pop filter.
Say it again.
Pop filter windscreen.
Yeah. Thank you. Pop filter, windscreen.
Speaking of microphone,
and I 256 gigabyte micro USB card. I think that's it. It's a $396 and change value. Tax is not included. The plan is when someone bids on it and then pays ACB. The winner pays ACB. We will then be notified and we will go through Sweetwater and have the item shipped directly to the winner, the auction winner. One of the reasons I'm bringing all this up is I would like, well, let me get further on. So that's that. At the reception, we have mentioned in the past couple of years, we've had a raffle, and this year we've been talking about an auction. And I think what we have decided is in the committee, all the members have discussed this thoroughly. We've decided that rather than make things too busy with two different fundraising, a raffle and an auction, we are focusing this year on an auction. And Anne, head of fundraising, is kind of spearheading this. And she is working on putting together a number of items. I know Larry is working on some corporate donations that hopefully they will pan out, come to fruition. And the reason I was going into detail on the P4 podcaster bundle is I would like the board to approve that we donate a second one of these to our own auction. And again, we would do it the same way. Once somebody bids on it and wins it, we will then order one and have it sent directly to the recipient from Sweetwater. Again, it's a $396.24, I think. Of course, that
$400.
Was $400. That was a bid that Sweetwater put together back in early April. It's possible those prices may have changed a little bit, but I'm sure it'd be pretty close to that. Yeah. We did something similar to this 2 years ago when we did a podcast creators bundle using the Zoom H4 Essential recorder and some microphones and you know, an all-in-one little bundle. It was valued at about the same thing, about $400. So anyway, I would like to see to submit that to the board for consideration. Other thing I'm interested in is, though we will not have a raffle, we would like door prizes. And we're going to do that similar when people, so we're not going to charge for tickets to it. When people either register through, you know, for the, what do we call it? We're selling tickets to the reception through conference registration, or we will also sell them at the door of the event. $20, and it includes admission to the event and a drink coupon valued at about $10 redeemable at the cash bar, like we've done the last couple of years. We will also give them it's like the raffle tickets. They have a number, you tear off half of it, part of it goes to the person, and the other part goes in the fishbowl, if you will, where we will draw door prizes. Door prizes are that we're looking at some gift cards. What do we have? I always forget the name of this. The new thing that we're using for our fun. What is it? And it's
Raise Right.
Thank you. Raise
Right. There you go.
And they have a number of things, gift cards, Starbucks, Chili's, you name it. There's like a whole plethora of things that we could choose from. And I'm thinking, you know, a number of, I don't know, $25 or maybe even some that are higher value, maybe a grand prize that we'll give away towards the end. But I would like to ask the board to approve $300 for the purchase of gift cards and other things. And also, I can't resist, I want to give away from Blind Girl Designs a Bits tote bag and a Bits blanket.
I want the blanket.
Well, you'll have to. Maybe you'll win it.
I love blankets.
So anyhow, and Anne has already talked to Trisha Wexler over at Blind Girl Designs and has secured that for, I think the price for both of those was $85 and change. But anyway, that I would include that in the 300. But anyway, so that's what I'm asking tonight, is for the board to consider and vote on the P4 Next Podcast Creators Bundle and $300 for the purchase of door prizes for attendees to the reception.
All right. Do I get a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Any opposed?
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, you want to discuss it?
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
I had a question about something else maybe, but Brad, first of all, is the tickets are 25 at the door, aren't they?
You know, I think what that is, it says 20 and 25, I believe they'll say on the, and that really has to do with the fact that ACB charges 20 if you do the online registration, and then at some point that closes, and I think you can register at the event. And yeah, that gets where the 25 is.
Brad, keep talking for about a minute because I got to run and grab something.
Okay. I can usually do that when not requested to do it. So anyway, we will, of course, if someone does not get an opportunity to register in advance for the reception, we, of course, will take cash at the door. We're not going to turn anyone away. We'll take their $20. We'll give them a drink coupon and a ticket with a number on it so that when we draw for door prizes, you know, they'll have a number. And of course, you'll need to be present to win a door prize. If we call your number and you're not there, I'm sorry, you have to be present to win. So if you think you might need to go to the bathroom, you might want to hold it because you never know when we're going to draw for a door prize. We're also working on a trivia, a game kind of thing. We're still working out the details of that, and I'm sure there will be some prizes associated with that as well. So, and I'm thinking that comes out of the same pool as the door prize pool. So I don't know. Anybody else got any questions?
I had another question.
Okay. Go.
Why Sweetwater over Amazon?
Because we feel that's just what we decided to do. Sweetwater is a audio resource, and they have more to offer than just Amazon. They have the Zoom, the bundle that includes the headphones, the microphone, the XLR cable and tripod and windscreen, all that kind of thing. And all that stuff would have to be a la carte through Amazon. I know we did Amazon before, but we looked at Sweetwater and we got a quote, which was sent to the board, and you can look through that. But I think it's a pretty good deal.
And they really do provide amazing support, by the way.
Yeah. Question, Brad, do you get the candy or does the winner get the candy?
The winner.
It'll get shipped to them in the box with the prize. But I am, as I'm sure everyone knows, sweet enough on my own.
All I will say is there's a sucker born every minute. Brad, that's all I'll say.
That I could offer something as well.
Yes.
Thank you. There is going to be three opportunities for virtual participation. Jeff and I'll talk about the money.
We want to be careful about that, Larry, because what happens if we get in this room and the internet connectivity is not good?
That's why I'm going to disclose it is our
intent. Okay, good. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. It is our intent, and we'll coordinate with David through the chat area, where people at home would be able to participate with the auction. That is a tentative. We will demo it when we get to the auction, in fact, or to the convention. But it's our intent to do what we can do legally. You can't win the door prizes, but like the auction, similar to what the ACV community does, to allow you to participate from home. That is a tentative, but I want to make sure that people know, because I know people ask how they can be involved. So we'll talk more about the other two nights where you'll have an opportunity.
Yeah.
I think we need to be careful about that, but yes.
My fear is if we have a room for this auction that's like the one we had last year at the Hyatt in Dallas, that was in a lower level, like a basement.
Yeah.
And I don't think internet would, you know, we would have to pay a lot to have internet in the room. And I don't think we want to pay several hundred dollars to have internet, but hotel Wi-Fi or cellular connectivity in that room in Dallas, I think would have been a problem. It was, in a room below the street level with no windows in the center. It was not, you know, but had it been like the room we had in Jacksonville, that was a big room with windows. And I believe we could have even had cellular connectivity in there. We were downtown Jacksonville. I'm sure there was good cellular connectivity through a hotspot or something. So we will not know what our connectivity is until we actually get there in the room. It could be good. It could be terrible. So I'm afraid to make a promise that we're not going to be able to keep.
Yep.
And that's why I've not made a promise. As you right, we haven't made a promise, and we'll know that for you folks. We get in on the 21st and 22nd. We will know that well before the auction, so that you all know very clearly.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. Yeah.
Okay. Anything else, Brad?
Any other questions? Oh,
we need to vote on your.
Yep. The other.
Go ahead.
The other question I have is: so once the winners are determined and you order the stuff, are you gonna like tell me how to order it, or how is that going to work?
It'll be simple.
All right.
We have to make a phone call and put a credit card number. We have to update. When David got this information from Sweetwater, they sent us an email and it had a link to go to their payment thing. Now, of course, this was back in April. That link and everything has expired. We still have a quote. We still have a number. We will communicate with Sweetwater. We will get all that updated so that it is current. And once we have collected, in the case of our own auction, once we have collected the funds from the winner of the auction, and we are hoping to be able to do that on site with, what are we going to use? Is it Stripe? Square. Are we going to use Square? Yes, a little Square Pay thingy that you can connect to your phone. So we should be able to do that on site. And in the case of the ACB summer auction, as soon as ACB collects the funds and Leslie Spoon lets me know that the funds have been collected, we will then initiate the purchase with the sell with the winner's, you know, name and shipping information and all that. So, and we should have all that and send a link for you, Diane, that you can click on, and it will take you right to the payment portal.
Okay.
And you can enter credit card information.
Or you can even call them.
Yeah, you can have a phone number. You can either call them and do it.
All right.
The good old fashioned talk to people way.
They're amazing. Okay. Sweetwater is amazing.
Yeah, Sweetwater is great.
I mean, if you're going to ever buy any audio gear, that's where you have to buy it.
Period. And that's another reason why we choose them over Amazon. They're easy to call and talk to on the phone.
Yeah. And they'll spend time with you to help you understand what you have.
Mm-hmm.
They're great.
Hey.
And if the person who wins it and receives it has any questions, they can call Sweetwater for technical support.
Yep.
Great.
And they're great.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Any opposed? See, I like doing it this way. Then we would speed it up. Nobody opposes. Motion passes.
Great. Thank you all very much.
Thank you, Brad. We have
even that the third annual BITS reception will be the best of all.
So, of course they will.
Yeah, but I won't be able to be there. But that's
I know. You have a habit of doing that. I don't understand.
No, I managed to be there last year. I know,
but it's got like every other year or something. What's going on?
No, we had the first year, then the second year. I was there for
that's
this
true,
year.
That's true. That's true. Right. Yeah, but you were partially missing
a wedding, and so I'm going to be at convention for a few days.
Stay healthy, Brad. Stay healthy.
I must go do my fatherly duties.
All right. Anyone else who would like to report on their committee?
So we had Ann Bacon next, but Larry Watkinson just put up his hand, so I'm not sure if Larry was wanting to.
Ladies first.
Let Ann go. She's probably following up on some of what I talked about.
That is true. Good evening, everybody, and I'm excited for this year ACB convention. Brad did talk about some of the things, so I won't go over that anymore. Other than come ready to bid. And come ready to participate in the trivial game because there will be prizes. So I want to thank everybody who has participated in the City Pop. We have crossed over the $700 level, and hopefully before the end of this month, we will reach a goal of $1,000. So if you haven't tried City Pop, go out there and try some of their delectable, tasty popcorn flavors so we can reach our goal of $1,000.
Do they have jalapeno popcorn?
Oh, yes, they have very spicy popcorn.
Oh.
You got to try it, Jeff. You got to try it.
So, they have blueberry popcorn, I think.
Listen, they've had over 70 flavors and combinations. So go check them out.
Chocolate popcorn?
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Jeff, that tells me you haven't even checked them out.
I've been busy. I'm sorry.
You are the president. You got your.
I know. Listen, I need to clone myself.
Don't make us hit that $1,000 goal.
Be careful what you wish for.
Wonder if they have Chicago style.
Then for the merchandise. Listen, we've got a new name. Jeff was talking about our presence, promoting us. What better way or second way to do it than to have something on your body that says BITS? So you can go to the link, order some of those nice t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, a blanket now, a tote bag that has BITS on it. And if you want, you can ask Trish to bring it to the convention so you don't have to worry about the shipping cost or packing it, just bringing it back home. So go out, check out what she has on that link that's in the report. And get your BITS merchandise.
Do we have our backpack yet?
Well, let me keep going, Jeff. Come on.
All right. Okay.
Give me a minute. This is my girl's design. And then the other thing is we are still working on Race Right. We're trying all kinds of ways to figure out what would be smooth and easy for membership. So when we have that figured out, we will launch it. But we are excited about that. Lastly, backpacks, guess what? We're going to have a couple of samples at the convention, at the booth, for people to check out. So we are getting close. So come, make sure you stop by the booth, check out what's there, and have a good time. Hit your sessions, eat some popcorn there, and come to the reception. All right, I think that's it.
Thank you, Ann. Do they have bacon flavored popcorn?
Yes, they do. Jeff, go to the side. Go to the side.
Okay, I'm sorry. I couldn't resist. I you know. Okay.
And they have pretzels with all the same stuff that you can get on the popcorn.
Oh, pretzels. Okay.
Candy.
What? Did she say cotton candy?
Yes, they do. They have cotton candy.
Holy smokes.
Okay. All different flavors.
Oh, my. Okay. I'm hungry now. Okay. Anyone else?
Larry.
Jeff, do you want me to go now on the new business items from the committee, similar to what Brad did, or do you want to hold those new business?
No, we'll hold them.
Okay. Thank you. That's all I needed.
Uh-huh. Any other committee chairs? Where's John McCann tonight? He usually is here. Okay.
Claire and very I haven't good. Seen him, so.
Okay, very good. I'm going to move on, and we're going to sort of jump around a little bit here because I want to sort of combine some of the old business and new business together. We'll handle it as one sort of topic. I want to talk just for a minute or so about GLOW and give the board an update on what GLOW's current status is. It's glowing bright, and we are getting tremendous amounts of feedback. In fact, we put up a counter. When did we put that up, Michael? I think it was Saturday or something.
Yeah, Friday or Saturday. And when I looked earlier, it was 1998. And I'm like, hey, my sister-in-law was born then.
98.
Wasn't born then.
Let's see. I'll tell you what the count is in just a minute. But I am 2054. I am currently funding this with the help of some people from the community, and I won't mention names, but thank you, thank you, thank you, and you know who you are. I love you for that. I paid for a year of a server and spent quite a bit of time trying to get all that configured, and have even bought some AI credits just to sort of do some initial testing on how we're going to roll that out and what that's going to look like over time. Right now, we're just trying to get the whole product, you know, completely stable with all of its features. There's so many features that, you know, we're finding issues that we need to keep addressing. In fact, I fixed one today, but I will be coming back eventually to the board with a proposal for us to consider, both as a potential opportunity to make some money for Bits as part of this process at a very low cost for members, but to allow them to have more control over what things they can pay for themselves. And we won't get into what that means going forward, but I've spent a few $100s on the project out of my own pocket, and I don't expect reimbursement for that right now, even though it is tied to the Bits subdomain. I you know, consider it a contribution at the moment, but there will come a point where, especially if we are going to be needing to utilize more resources, that I may have to come back and talk with you about some opportunities to invest in keeping the infrastructure going, because I don't know that I could afford if it gets, you know, quite a bit more expensive than what it is. Right now I can handle it, but over time we'll see. Just depends on how many features people want. But I will tell you it is. And I don't say these things to gloat. Get it? Gloat. Oh, never mind. But it is having an immediate impact, and people are recognizing its value, and it is solving people's real world problems, even with a few little idiosyncrasies here and there. It's been a good use of our time. And it feeds right into Bits Whisperer, which of course will be something that we will show at convention in late July and August. Okay. So I just wanted to give that update. We already talked about the 990 and the summer auction donation, so I'm not going to revisit those things for now. I'm going to turn now to a couple little minor things first, and then I'm going to leave the last two items, which probably will take some time to discuss, for last, if people don't mind. I just wanted to give people a heads up. We are in the midst of, and I don't know if Larry, if you wish to speak to this about the email transition. Do you wish to speak to that, Larry?
I can. We had discussed this last month, and just sort of an update. We will be shutting down the SendGrid account as we will be transitioning over to Postmark. Michael Babcock is on our committee and is a big part of that process. And so the billing for SendGrid email will be the last month of this May that we're doing right now. We're paying for that. And then in June, SendGrid account will have been shut off. Postmark will be head transitioned. And we are going to be able to have additional users. So we have two potential folks who are going to contribute that Jeff addressed last month. And so that will offset some of that cost to us, and it should reduce what we're paying out. Michael Babcock is, have I accurately reflected that? And Jeff, have I accurately reflected the two contributors? And we have, I think, four more folks who may, that we're going to be able to sell the service to as well, if they come forward.
Glow will take advantage of this as well. And that would be something that I would ask the organization to pay for, since I'm paying for the server. I think that's a small
Some other opportunities that utilizing SendGrid opens up to us that I just thought about. So I'll talk to you about that later, Jeff, related to Bits Whisperer and sending transcripts to people. Yeah. And I also want to mention, so users are aware, this should have zero end user impact. Yeah. Users, the only thing users should notice is that they get magic links even faster. And that's a good problem to have. So end users should have no impact. And I don't think, unless Larry is going to correct me, but I don't think we'll make a big fanfare when it's all done. We just want to keep people informed of what's going on. But again, there should be zero impact on the end user.
One of the things that Jeff, Michael, and I, and then with the help of Michael Deuce and his team, is when we make some changes and transitions, our goal is to have no zero downtime transitions. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so that is really one of our goals, to where we're running things behind the scenes. You guys don't feel any impact other than the fact you get an update here in the meetings and in our weeklies, although we, in that respect. So, Jeff, I don't think there's anything else for me on Postmark.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to speak to the NFB item.
You want me to speak to that now then? Or
go ahead. It's fine for now.
Okay. So Jeff and I and Brad had a conversation with Mark Riccobono, the president of National Federation of the Blind. And we've explained our position, where we really are a associate member of ACB, but that we really kind of prohibit a lot of political conversations and discussions. And that's actually fitting with our 501c3. And there's an idea that they're going to be in Austin. I want to be real upfront right now that my wife and I were intending to go to the national conference in my role, in my professional role, in my job that I have with state government. I commonly attend both conventions. This year, I'm actually paying for it for myself because we're under a budget freeze. I will not be asking any reimbursement at all, because at the end of the day, I will get some kind of coverage somehow and stuff. And so the idea is should Blind Information Technology Solutions purchase a booth in their exhibit hall? We talked with Mark about that a little bit. A booth there would cost us $2,000 unless we get a discount of it, which would bring it down to about $650, let's say. In a part, I want to make, it's been no secret with Jeff and I and others in here, we are NFB members. We belong to both organizations and have way before our BITS lives in that respect. And so Jeff wanted me to bring forward to the organization so that the board could collectively talk about, to find out if this was something that we as an organization want to have some presence in. And we do have BITS members that are also NFB members outside of Jeff and I and a few others that actually participate in our BITS organization. And I just kind of felt like it was the year to do this. Michael and Taylor live in the Austin area. I know Brad intends to be there. And Brad, I'd like to ask you, I know that we didn't feel like a warm fuzzy, but we certainly didn't leave the conversation with Mark Riccobono, him giving us a nookie or anything like that. So
no, Brad, you didn't give us a nod on the head or anything like that.
I was thinking a nookie.
Pretty much what you would expect.
Yeah. So, Brad, anything that you want to contribute to that? And Jeff, I defer to you then to take the conversation further.
Outside of our conversation with Mark Riccobono, I think it's important as BITS. We are a organization. We are an affiliate of ACB, but we are also an independent 501c3. And I think our focus and our goal is to provide our service, our, you know, technology solutions, as is our new name, services to all blind and vision impaired individuals, regardless of whether they're ACB or NFB members. So I like the idea of being at the convention in the exhibit hall, where it will again increase our exposure among the blind and vision impaired community. I will be there actually working with the iBlind users group, iBug. I'm going to be already had plans to be there with Michael McCulloch at their table in the exhibit hall. And I, of course, am paying my own way down. So it's just basically down the street from me. So Austin's not that far away. So I will be there for that. But I just think just like iBug is there to increase their exposure, and they attend both ACB and NFB when they can. I think this is a good thing for BITS to get out there and get more exposure among the community.
Brad, I have a suggestion. And
yes, sir.
And we have not discussed this at all ahead of time. So you can tell me that I'm, you know, go away and don't bother me. It's perfectly fine. But would iBug be interested in us paying for half of their booth cost and us sharing a booth?
I can bring this up to Michael McCulloch, and I think he's out of town right now, because I know he said he was not going to be at the Monday night meeting for 3 weeks in a row. So, but I can talk to the vice president, Sandhya Rao, and float this by her. But ultimately, the two of them have to decide together.
Sure, sure. I am more apt to do this if we did something like that, where we weren't so independent that we were combining with like-minded type of, you know, organizations that are somewhat non-affiliated with NFB-ish at this point. So
I have no idea what NFB's rules are on this, if they allow this kind of thing, or
Michael would have to check not. That on her behalf, I don't know. Probably.
And when you have a moment to get him in, you do have David with his hand up. So,
okay. So I don't know if you'd consider it friendly or not, Larry, but that...
Oh. I absolutely do. And I guess though, what I would need to do though, Jeff, is get clarity on both those. If we can combine booths, or if we move forward, if it's a small no and a big no from the NFB, because I think it could go two ways. I think we could get a little no, and then we could get a capital no from NFB. And so I guess this group needs to decide of the two options, right? Or three options.
Well, someone needs to make a motion. So, Brad, you're on the board. Do you wish to make a motion?
This is David. I'd like to make the motion.
Okay, go ahead, David.
I really like this idea and getting her name and crossing the aisle, if you will, and getting her exposure. So I make a motion that this organization spend the $2,000 or whatever discount we can get a hold of.
Up to $2,000.
Up to $2,000. To get a table at the NFB National Convention.
Second, third, fourth, fifth. This is Devin.
Question. Okay.
I love it.
Discussion, yes. Okay.
I love it. I am a member of both. Now, I will tell you that I talked with someone who is in NFB, and I was raving positively about all the things that BITS is doing, and, you know, kind of hoping, because she's a technology whiz, that she would want to get with us. And she said, oh, I would love that Google class. You should send it to me. And I said, well, I'm not going to send it to you, but you can join us. And she said, I can't. I'm an officer in NFB, and therefore I cannot be a member of any ACB affiliate or any way in ACB. And I it's sad to me. It's sad to me. I am a member of NFB. I'm a member of both, you know, and I love, and I just think the more that we do in this way is still going to, it's just going to help. And not everybody's an officer, so it's bound to help. And are, so I don't even know when their convention is this summer. So are you going to go to both?
It's early July.
It's 3rd through the 8th, yeah, I think.
Oh, yeah. I'm jealous. That's wonderful. That's really great.
It's going to be in Austin both this year and next year. So.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
The bottom line is I could go to both, but they usually overlap. And so my agency usually made me choose every other one. Of course, with my immersion into bits, I, in that respect. And so with them being separate weeks, I intended to go. I, on a professional level, I intend to retire at the end of 2007. And so I really see myself.
2007?
Seven?
That's 20 years ago, Larry.
Why are you still working, Larry?
I'm intending to retire at the end of 2027. And so this would be my last world where I would be wearing kind of the part of the time in my presence as a Department of Licensing, you know, member. And so I use that as recruitment opportunities for user testing in our state. And so it's, believe it or not, it's the only time I get to be around our state delegation because of their crazy meeting schedules. And so, yeah, I'll go to both, Deb. But I want to be real clear. I do not want any reimbursement for this conference.
Yeah. Well, I mean, thank you.
We weren't offering any, Larry, seriously.
We weren't offering any either. So.
Well, Brad told me
the $2,000 is a lot, Larry. So,
do you have a question?
Yeah, Brad told me I could ride in the luggage compartment on his luxury bus if I flew to Dallas.
Yeah,
so.
That's true. Yeah.
All right. Michael.
Yeah, I'm 150% for this. I think this is a great opportunity to serve blind or visually impaired individuals. I am a little confused, though, because in the board packet, and maybe no one has an answer because this is new, but why would we not be eligible for the $650 rate since this is our first?
Because we're not an NFB we're not an NFB chapter, my guess.
Okay. Because the way I read the report was for first years, it's $650.
Well, I don't know. I know nothing about their process, so someone needs to make the phone call.
Yeah, I'll clarify that. So in the packet, they grant to people who are NFB members and have like blind owned businesses, oftentimes for the first time in their convention booth areas, they will grant, based on President Rick Abono approving that it's a blind owned, blind managed business and that they're NFB members, that they will grant this discount. And so I have to apply for it. I have to get the presidential seal signed on to it, and Jeff's presidential seal won't work in this case.
Okay, thank you, Larry. I appreciate that.
It's a gamble.
Okay. All right. I'm not voting for this since I don't need to. I don't think so.
Your presidential seal is invalid then.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So basically, then we are voting to allow up to $2,000 for this booth, but we are still also going to be working on maybe working with iBug to see
or the discount.
Yeah, or get the discount, right?
Correct.
Okay,
so it's up to $2,000. And by the way, can someone remind us so that the board is fully aware how many days will we be serving at the booth?
The convention area, I believe, opens on the 4th and closes on the, no.
Doesn't it open the 3rd, Brad, and then it closes?
Setup is on the 3rd. I'm going down there on the 2nd. Setup is on the 3rd. It's open Sunday. No, it's open 3 days. It's because I clarified this with Michael McCulloch the other day. It's open 9 to 5. For 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, it's open 9 to 5. Monday, it's open during the noon hour, at noon to 1:45 between morning general session and after general session. And then after the general session in the afternoon adjourns, it's open in the late afternoon and into the evening, and the exhibit hall closes at 9, and we plan to tear down the iBug booth between 9 and 10, and I'm on a bus headed home midday Tuesday. So,
okay, so I just want to make sure everyone's clear on this, that if we were to spend the $2,000, it's about $600 a day for the benefit.
Yeah, and the NFB convention is much bigger than ACB. There's okay, a
I,
lot
I am
people.
Just I know I not say this to be judgmental or anything. I'm just pointing out that it, what the cost is. So everyone should at least keep that in mind. Okay, now that assumes that that we're spending $2,000. Let's hope that we get the $650. That would be great.
That'd be great.
Beg Larry, get on your knees and kiss Pete if you have to.
After Mark's embarrassing moment and he had to be corrected by his Washington leadership, you might be feeling a little empathetic.
All right. Well, good. Okay. All right. Is it time to vote?
Yes.
Any opposed? Okay. The motion passes. Okay. That took a little longer than I thought it was going to. All right. I'm trying to tackle these in the order of least resistance. I would, because I just don't like drama.
You have app now?
What? No.
Okay.
No, we're going to talk about Jan. We're going to talk about the bigger one because I think it's going to be potentially easier conversation.
Okay.
So we were approached by Janet Dukeman. Well, we approached her as well and said, hey, you know,
mutual.
We would like to sponsor the convention. And what would you do? What would you do for us if we did? So she put together a plan. I'm not going to go over everything that we get with this, but I'll point out the big ticket items. And then Brad, you can correct me when I'm wrong, because I'm going to get something wrong misplaced here. Let's just get the card off the table right now. It's a $15,000 donation. Now, hold on. Don't get overly excited.
Don't freak out yet.
Okay. Cause what comes with that is that we get our two, and they're not hotel rooms, by the way. they are meeting rooms.
I
bet you I could beg for to see if we can get rooms covered.
So that'd be two interesting. Meeting rooms,
which by the way, are valued at $600 a day
times two rooms,
times four. We probably have them for longer than that, actually. So that's almost $5,000 right there.
$4,800. Who's counting?
I'm helping. I'm rounding.
I know.
It's easier math, Brad.
It's inflating. That's fine.
Okay.
Go for it.
Yeah, it's inflation. It's what we're already doing in this country. Okay. I shouldn't say those things. Okay.
Yeah, no politics, please.
Okay. Although, I am inflating. My waist is inflating too, unfortunately. Okay. So we get the exhibit hall for free. And we already paid for it, so we'll get reimbursed.
They're going to refund it.
We get representation at the convention every day by name.
In the general session we're announced.
In the general session. And we have options, and I'll go over those in a minute because I need to look at my phone to make sure I have them all right. But I think I know which one we want if we're going to do it. We get ads in the paper for all 6 days of convention.
The convention newspaper.
Which is great because we can talk about ourselves. We can either sponsor their here. Let me get Janet's email here. Just a second. If my phone will allow me to.
Let me just say, well, he looks that up. One of the things I talked to Janet about when promoting us in the program and anywhere where we are mentioned is because of our name change. I have asked, please don't refer to us as Bits. Please refer to us always as Blind Information Technology Solutions, so that we get it out there that we're just repeating as often as possible our full name. And then after that, if it's in print, you can put bits in parentheses. So Blind Information Technology Solutions followed by bits in parentheses. And I've asked her to do that in the convention program and anywhere where we're mentioned. I asked Leslie to do that as well for our auction item. That's how it's to be listed. Don't, please don't list us as just bits. We want people to know our new name is Solutions, no longer, not the old one. So, and again, all these things that Jeff is talking about that would be part of this sponsorship, we would always be mentioned as Blind Information Technology Solutions. Opportunity to just make that, you know, present that new name as much as possible.
Okay. So I'm looking at this message and the Emerald options that were available are no longer available. So she gave us and I don't think we want to do this because it's really expensive. She said, well, you could do the Diamond, which is $25,000, which I think is a no. I don't think any of us would vote for that. At least I don't think
it's too much.
Too much money, right? So we have other options. We could be a sponsor of the Youth Track, which, by the way, they're doing this big, big thing where they're bringing in youth from around the country. And I wish we could get more involved in that because I think we could do some magic there with bits.
We should talk.
We should, what?
I thought we still do the Emerald.
But they have limited numbers of those, unfortunately. Okay. Is the way I understand it. So if you will let us, we will select what we think are the most meaningful representations of where bits could be best represented. But so really it's about, if you were to add up all the other miscellaneous costs, it's about a $9,000 donation or so. Would you say that, Brad?
We subtract the credits we're getting. We're getting the two rooms, the exhibit hall.
Yeah, I did that already.
Yeah, yeah. That takes it down from 15 to about 9,000 over and above what we're already paying.
Right. Okay.
I love it because you're going to use those rooms for, you know, convention activities, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. But it is a $9,000 donation. Now I wrote a lot about this in the presidential report that, mm-hmm. you know, we can't do this every year. Obviously, that's ridiculous. I don't think that we have the funds to do this every year, Well, agreed. But I'm just saying that I wouldn't expect us to be asked to do this every year. But I do think that it is critical that this is the year to do it because of the name change and representing mm-hmm. ourselves in a way that is meaningful. So, unless people have specific questions, we would like to propose that we do the $15,000 donation, of which it's really not because we get credits and we would
have sponsorship.
Yeah, it's a sponsorship. Yeah.
Sponsorship.
Sponsorships are named everywhere all throughout. And, you know, that in and of itself is just great. It's great notoriety.
Yeah. So I probably shouldn't do the motion. Brad, do you want to do the motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion that bits contribute $15,000 towards a sponsorship opportunity with the ACB 2026 convention in St. Louis.
I'll second that.
Okay. Any discussion?
I think we already did.
Yeah.
I kind of did already, but I need more discussion. Yeah, I want more. Okay. Anyone opposed?
I abstain.
Yeah, you probably should since you are a member of said organization. Okay. Thank you, everyone. We have one item of business before we get to the last item of business here. It has to do with the mission statement. Is Rosanna here today?
Real quick, Jeff, the minute should actually show that Michael has abstained. Just want to make sure
that Robin
ignored that. Keeps his hands clean.
Yes, exactly. Since he is a paid member of ACB.
Yeah.
I'm going to call Janet after this meeting and have a discussion with her because
And we should also mention, I believe we have to get them paid by May 21st as the deadline.
Well, we'll get it done this week, I hope.
Yeah.
Okay.
Would I do that the same way? Well,
same way.
Same way I did with the
Just call them and make a payment.
Okay. All right.
And yes, are we waiting to take hands until the end?
Yeah, for now.
Okay. Well, you were looking for Rosanna.
I'm looking for Rosanna. Is she here?
I'm here.
Okay, there you go.
Rosanna.
There you go.
You have an item about the mission statement.
Yeah, actually, it's a joint item. This came up in the marketing subcommittee meeting, actually, when they had that meeting, I guess it was last week or 2 weeks ago.
Yep,
it was 2 weeks ago. One of the things that came up was the idea of the mission statement. We looked at the mission statement that is presently on the website and in the handbook, and we discovered that throughout somewhere, there are actually three separate ones that we came across.
Hey, that's cool.
Yeah, it was kind of it was cool and it wasn't cool. So we looked at all of
what is that plural? Missions?
Statements. I don't know.
Missions? Or, I don't
mission
know.
Mission statement. Okay.
I'm pluralize the second word, so it would just be mission statements.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys I would have went somewhere else, but never mind. Okay, go on.
So anyway, in lieu of that, in reading all three of these statements, we were trying to find something that was a little shorter, but yet concise and to the point, and would also address all of the things that the wordy one was addressing. And I want to point out something here too, because Jeff, in your presidential report, you touched on this, and I want to go to this for a moment because it's really, really critical. The reason why the mission statement even came up is in light of marketing and in light of branding, because you have a new branding right now. It's is now Blind Information Technology Solutions. So you want that to be the new brand. And to recognize that brand, you want the mission statement to reflect the brand, because that's going to be the backdrop and the bone of what BITS is about, because the mission statement is what talks about what BITS is. I want to link that very clearly to our logo, because right now we have a logo that is a globe with hands that are around that globe. At this point, and it's amazing, but at this point, we also are a global organization as well. And I would have to refer to Larry, because I don't remember how many continents we've actually crossed at this point. It's six. Okay.
Jeff, six. Should we spell glow global GLOWBAL?
No, stop. Stop.
Never mind. Okay.
Oh my gosh. Sorry, thanks, Debbie. So now
it's going to go dark.
Yeah, glow and dark. We've now expanded over six continents. So our logo actually really does very much represent the new branding and does very much represent who we are. We reach out all around the globe, okay, to, you know, everywhere. And the marketing subcommittee is doing a lot of work right now in doing just that, in reaching out to globally to everyone out there through YouTube and through a number of videos and other things that Michael is working on. So we have come up with, by process of elimination, we came up with a mission statement that we felt fit the bill for conciseness and also incorporating what was in the original long mission statement. That was sent out to the board.
It's in the packet.
It's in the packet.
Michael, can you read it?
Yeah, Michael, you have it there, right? I don't have it in front of me.
If you give me about 30 seconds to switch headphones, I'm eating an Olive Garden salad at the same time. Oh. I'm over here. So
Leave it alone.
Yes.
That's global. I'm
being good. I'm eating the salad before I eat the meatballs, shrimp, and meat. So, you know.
Let us be patient.
Blind Information Technology Solutions, and then in parentheses, BITS, empowers blind and low vision individuals by building an inclusive community for technological growth, promoting accessible technology for everyday life and careers, and advocating for equal digital access for all. And that is the proposed new mission statement versus the 3 or 4 sentence mission statement that
I love at. This, by the way. It's very crisp. It's very concise. I love it. Mm-hmm. So, Rosanna,
Do you want me to make a motion for it?
Right. Do we need a motion to accept this, or is this just under publications? I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know if you need a motion or not.
Board should at least give their nod of approval.
Yes, definitely. Yes,
because a 501c3 is based on meeting a mission. It really ties to who we are when we have an IRS review of are we doing things within the scope of our mission and following our 99 in the future.
The board
needs to approve this mission statement.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
All right. It's not this a mission statement, in other words.
Okay. So as a committee chair, I believe you are entitled to make a motion. Okay. So
I would like to move.
Unfortunately.
What? She doesn't want, but I can. And I'd like to move that we accept this mission statement as presented in the board packet.
I thought a committee member could. Thank you, Mike. Yeah. Okay.
I think that's cleaner to have a board member do it.
That's fine. Okay. And David, you're seconding it?
David seconded.
Yes.
Okay, please. Fine. Any other discussion?
I have one piece of discussion. I'd really like to also thank Robin for her help.
No kidding.
Putting this together. So appreciate you, Robin. And I also appreciate AI for helping us with cutting down words sometimes too. So.
Wow.
No very true. Kidding.
Very, very true.
Our wonderful Robin. Yes. Yay.
Yes.
Okay.
So now going forward, this mission statement.
We haven't voted
now
yet.
Now that it's adopted, will now go into the handbook.
We haven't voted yet. It will appear hopefully on the website.
We have to vote?
Any opposed? Okay, now you can say it's adopted.
Now we voted.
Yeah, now we voted. Mission accomplished.
I really want to thank Michael's committee for the work that they've been doing and working on, you know, getting this done. Going forward, this is the one that will go up on the website along with our logo, since it will represent our brand and who we are as BITS. And this is what will go in the handbook in any documentation is sent out from BITS. Should have the logo as a letterhead with the mission statement underneath it.
I love it. Thank you. Thank you so much. This is amazing.
You're very welcome. And thank you everyone for approving it.
Yay. Okay. We are now going to tackle the elephant in the room.
I'm going to have a lot of peanuts.
I might get peanuts thrown at me. I don't know. We'll see.
Might slink away.
And we're going to tackle the promotional item first, and then we're going to leave the app discussion to last, if that's okay with everybody. And I first would like, if you would allow me to pontificate a moment. You know, I think in this organization, we have an awesome opportunity. And dare I say privilege to lead in bold ways and in ways that are different, that bring light out of the darkness in reference to the ways that people are thinking about who we are as a community, what the public perceives us to be, and overcoming stereotypes that could perceivably exist based on prior uses of wording or verbiage or language. back in the, I'm going to date myself now. I promise I will not kiss myself though. Okay. I shouldn't be funny in a serious moment, should I? Back in the 80s, we had an opportunity and I think this warrants an article, and I made this may be my spring article idea for the newsletter. We had an opportunity, and I do not believe that this individual is still with us, unfortunately. But there was a gentleman who lived in Pittsburgh. I believe it was Pittsburgh. Someone correct me if I'm wrong. Someone will remember this better than me. But I remember this BBS, bulletin board system, which existed in the 80s. This is when, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, we didn't have things like the internet.
Billy Wilson.
We did not. That's right. We did not have. We did not have these things.
No, we
had to dial up on modems, and we had to, you know, pay extraordinarily high long distance bills to be able to get information. But we had Blink Link.
It was Blink Talk. Blink Talk.
Blink.
I thought it was Blink Talk.
No, it's Blink Link. So Blink Link was a, I found it, was that there's actually a reference, a historical art. Okay. I sent something to the board list about it. Okay. Cool. And by the way, I thought it was Blink Talk too.
Maybe that's
that was a talk thing that I think Jonathan Mosen did back in the day. So anyway, which by the way was great as well. Blink Link was a bulletin board system that was produced by a gentleman who really had the vision of bringing what we didn't have before, which was a community of blind and low vision people centered around technology, discussions, and bringing people together in ways that had never been done before. We didn't have things like, you know, or at least not as many people were thriving on things like Genie and CompuServe, right? We had Blink Link. Now, I say that because I think it's important that we understand what the historical context of the words mean. It means bringing people together and uniting people together. It is not meant to be a, at least in my opinion, it has never been meaning to be meant as a derogatory term or a representation of things that are negative in the spotlight of blind or low vision people. Now, this takes us to today. And it's amazing what you think about when you are working and you are having discussions with friends, and I won't go into all the detail about this, but we've been working really hard in trying to come up with a gift idea like we did last year with the Bitcoins that is meaningful, but not so much that as it is fun, delightful, and thinking outside the box of what could we do that would bring joy to people and make them laugh. Because it's not all about compliance or accessibility or audits or solving technical problems or remembering your password or, you know, it's like, it's not about that. It's about us living as people and enjoying life and making people smile. So I'm going to blame this on Doug Langley, because Doug, who is a Bits member, he found Slinkies. Now, for those of you that don't know what a Slinky is, I'm sorry, because it brought lots of joy for those of us that are in over 50 when we were children. And for some of you that are younger than that, maybe it brought joy to you too, because you can still buy these things. But you can get them really, 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 really cheap from China. You can either get plastic ones, but we probably wouldn't go with the plastic ones if we did this. We would go with the metal ones because they make great sound. And they're like between 50 and 60 cents a piece. And we thought, how cool is that? You have to buy 500 of them. So it's like a $300 investment or something, you know. Okay, fine. So I put together and I will share it at some point if this board approves this. And here's where this gets sticky. Before I mention the name of what we would like to call it, or I would like to call it, and then we will open it up the floodgates to find out where we're going to land here. I initially thought that this could be a problem. So I did a lot of research and have spoken to Donna Pomerantz, Deb Lewis, the president of ACB, to the Board of Publications. I have spoken to many, 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 many ACB members and said, hey, what if we did this? Would you be offended? Would it be something that you would find, inappropriate? And everybody said that as long as we describe why we are naming what we are naming in reference to it being the cousin of the Slinky Bits style, that that everybody thinks it's fine. And if you read the, I'm not trying to laugh, but if you read the promotional piece that will, if we approve this, I'll share with everybody because I think it's fun and cute. I mean, others have told me it's cute. Then I don't know how anybody could assume that it would be offensive or off-putting or in any way, shape or form, meaning that we are meaning to point a direction at being, you know, in any way a negative force of any kind, at least in my opinion. And that is just my personal opinion, of which, by the way, is shared by many. So what we would like to call it is the Bits Blinky. So you take the S off of Slinky and you put the B in front of it, as in Bits, and you call it the Blinky. Now, we went even as far as to say, if we're making fun of anything, we are making fun of our own industry of assistive technology, because we have names for things like the SMA, you know, the software maintenance agreement. We have an acronym for that as it relates to this. And we have one for the hardware maintenance agreement too. I'm not going to say them right now because I think it's better that you read them because I think it's fun. And this has sparked a very interesting conversation on the board list. And I will say that if we were to do this, that we would craft this around a recognizing the inventor and creator of BlinkLink and really making sure that this person is recognized for their achievement as well as what BITS stands for, which is to bring fun, joy, and laughter to people in all ways that we can, you know, as sort of a fun little gag, little gift. And by the way, everyone wants one of these things if we were to do it. So I would like to open it up for discussion, but I need a motion and it probably should not come from me. So I'm going to ask someone to assist me.
Jeff, what kind of cost would this be for a batch of them?
So we have to take a look at this because there's a number of options that we can get from these. These would be Slinkies with the Bits logo on them. I think is pretty cool. And I don't think anybody's ever done. Can you imagine being at convention and hearing 500 of these Slinkies around? Yeah. Right. Okay.
Well,
you have to use the stairs for them to work, though, don't you?
No, you can use them in your hands.
Imagine if everybody is at the banquet and everyone grabs their Slinky and makes the Slinky sound during the banquet. Wouldn't that be cool? Anyway, yeah. Anyway, so you can only juvenile. Dream. Okay. Excuse me?
I didn't mean that in a bad way. I think it's fun.
Oh, my God.
It's fun.
Don't ruin my joy, Brad.
Okay, it's sophomoric. How about that? There you go.
Okay, that's better.
I love any opportunity to use that word, so.
Okay, yeah, very good. Yeah. I like that. Okay, that's better. That's better than the other word. Okay.
So I wanted to make the motion. I just don't have a number to put on it.
Well, it's approximately, and the problem is I don't know what the shipping is, and this is where you get nailed on.
Well, because people are going to want them virtually too, you know.
Well, okay, I know. So I'm thinking that we buy like, I don't know, because not everybody will want one. So I think we buy like, you have to buy a minimum of 500.
Thousand.
And it's, I don't know, whatever, like up to 1,000 maybe, because we can, you know, I don't know.
They're going to be hot.
Oh my God, my wife is going to kill me if I ship 1,000 slinkies to my house. Yeah, so 60 cents times 1,000 plus shipping. I mean, do the math and round up. I don't know. What is that? No, 600. I would say $1,000 for slinkies.
I say we should spring for that.
Spring for that. Okay.
Like to make a motion that we, the Bits organization, spring for promotional blinkies.
Get it? Springs for.
Okay. So this was the spring maintenance agreement, by the way. The springing maintenance agreement is the SMA. Mm-hmm. And does anyone want to guess what the HMA is? Now you've probably read it, so this will not to be too fair, but would you like to, for those that not don't know, it's the happiness maintenance agreement, you see, because it brings joy. See, isn't that cute? See? This is all about bringing glow and joy to everyone's heart, right? We want people to glow with their slinkies and their blinkies. Okay. So, David, you're making the motion. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Okay. All right. Now we can open it up for discussion, and I'm sure that there will be lively discussion. So,
could someone repeat the motion?
It's $1,000 for blinkies.
Okay. We spring for
$1,000 for.
I just missed blinkies. The number that was associated with it.
Up to $1,000 or so with shipping.
And by the way, if we're spending $2,000 at the NFB exhibit hall, we should at least spend $1,000 for blinkies, I think.
We should have some at the table there as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
There was a year that GW Micro passed out quackberries.
Yes, they were amazing.
They were hysterical.
They were amazing.
I wish I could find them.
I know. They were
the funniest noise.
Oh my God, they were so good. Yeah. They were so great.
Let's not table this one. Let's just do it.
Okay. Any discussion?
I just want to say that I read and I thought about, you know, Jeff asked me, do you think it'll offend anybody? And at first I was like, no, why? You know, and then I heard what some people wrote today or, you know, recently about it. And I mean, I know, I guess maybe I'm reaching a point where I'm not so sensitive myself, because I used to be, you know, like watching for any time that language was insensitive. And now I'm just kind of like, oh, you know, it's okay. We can joke about binkies and blinkies and, you know, I think it's great. And I think, you know, we know the ads that are fun, the ads that really are, that make us laugh, that give us something to remember. Those are the ones that make us maybe wonder about products or go for them. So it's going to make us memorable to people. Anyway,
yeah, I think this will bring truly magic to the kids. I have no idea what this is going to do, but this is going to be fun if we do it. Any other comments? I know there were concerns.
Brad,
yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I read a lot of the comments from the, you know, both. It was like board members were going back and forth debating this, and you know, I took everyone's comments seriously. I understand where they're all coming from, but like Debbie. There's a time, you know, it's not that we're, what's the word, discounting any of those concerns, but I think it, first of all, I love alliterative names, and Bits Blinky is, it just has a catchiness to it. But I think, you know, this doesn't mock that, or there's nothing mean spirited or anything about it. I just think it's a catchy term, and you know, we kind of just kind of let go of some of the old feelings about the word, and let's associate it with something else.
I think if we were not to mention slinky and we were not to make it fun, it would be very offensive, right? I think it's all in the context in which you bring it.
It's like combining slinky and bits.
You know,
slinky.
Yeah. Okay. I want to make sure we give plenty of opportunity for any board members to make comments, because I know that there were concerns.
This is Robin.
Yeah.
While the language doesn't trouble me personally, I feel a keen awareness that other people's experience may be different. And it is because of that that I stand in opposition to this in this current form. I think in casual conversation, self-deprecating humor is one thing, but to associate it with a product just causes me some
in our organization concern,
and it is for that reason I oppose it.
Okay.
I will be opposing it as well, because I think that if it's a failure, we will be offending some. If it's a success, we'll be known as Blinky going forward. Not Bits, Blinky.
You know what? If in my opinion, if we are known for bringing joy to people, then I can live with that.
Well, I think the one thing people need to be aware of, if it was done with no explanation, then it would be different. That's what Jeff said earlier as well, so I'm not taking credit for that. But I think we are having an explanation to go along with it that can be provided to anybody on the website or explained in person when we're there.
It's been my experience that people don't always listen to explanations. It's like, you know, I've helped people enough with computers to know that you can explain something, you know, 7 times and people don't always get something.
Okay. Your point's well taken. Thank you. Anyone else?
I would just say, to quote an old song, you can't please everybody or everyone.
Yeah, I am sensitive to that. And if I am not in any way, shape, or form wanting to go out of my way to offend anyone.
Correct.
But I also recognize the fact that if mantled in the right way and represented well with a presidential article in the newsletter and a representation of the historical context of where the name came from and how we're bringing joy to people, and then secondarily the humor behind it, I think that we could make this something that could work, in my opinion.
And you're giving something fun.
Yes. Yeah. And I think that's who Vince is fun. Yes.
Just a quick comment that I just had a member text me and said, if you bring Blinkies to NFB, he'll come find some.
Okay.
Also, okay. Jeff, I know we've had a couple of people raise and lower their hands that are...
I think we should take comments from the public on this before we vote, if that's all right with everyone, because I know that there has been quite a bit of discussion about this topic. So I would like to take one for and one against.
Donna Pomerantz has her hand up, and she's...
Yeah. Yes, I would love for her to speak. Yeah.
All right. There, Donna, you may unmute.
Okay. And I'm wearing a headset, so hopefully I...
Oh, you sound marvelous.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Of course you do.
So when Jeff called me up today and was, you know, beginning to share the concept with me, I mean, if anybody was here, I had a huge smile on my face, and it just kept growing and growing and growing.
And glowing.
And glowing and everything else, because, you know, I was remembering, you know, my Slinky and how sad I was when it went away, and then I got another one, and the sound, and just, it really brought back wonderful memories. And as I know, as at least for me, as a person, you know, who was born blind, I know the stereotypes, I know the pain that, you know, that, you know, I went through as a child, you know, because of the lack of knowledge of others. But if this is brought forward, and Jeff, that was the question I was going to ask, and you answered it, you're going to do a write-up on it, you're going to publicize it, you know, all you can do is the best that you can do, no matter what a body does, there will be somebody who is offended because it will bring back a whatever to them. But this can bring joy, and you're going to be bringing this to ACB at the convention. I can just, I mean, my God, I will have my blinky everywhere. So everybody's going to know where I am. And it just brings so much joy. And Mitch wants one too, because he said he had one when he was little and he doesn't know what happened to it. So you have two takers right here. And take a chance, folks. Take a chance. Spread joy. Thank you.
And we do have other raised hands.
Okay.
I'm not sure who's for and against. So,
all right, we'll take a few, but I don't want to go too crazy. How many do we have?
Okay, Margie, and I will get you total.
Hi, I'm unmuted.
Yep.
Okay, we're just going to take these four, okay?
All right.
Just a real quick question. Statement question. I hope they're going to be metal slinkies and not the new plastic ones.
Yeah, I think if we're going to do it, we're going to do the metal ones.
Awesome. Thank you.
So I assume you're four, huh? Okay, never mind. Okay.
Let's go to Haley.
Wait, my question is, can a 3D printer print these on metal? And, I mean, if that were possible, you could put the Braille letters that on the end, one of the ends of the slinky, and put it in raised print. And my other question is, could you select it to whoever makes Slinky, especially if it were Mattel, and say why you're doing this, and see if they donate Slinky or Blanky.
Oh my God! Okay, great ideas, and I don't know. We'll ponder that. How's that? Okay. Third.
Your next person is Terry.
Hi, everybody. Personally, I love it. I think it's wonderful. On the other hand, when you're trying to really show your new brand in very bright, multicolored, glowing lights, I don't think we want to do something that will put a question mark or leave a bad taste in some people's mouths. I was wondering what it would be like if you dropped the B and called it the Bit Slinky.
Say that again. Say that again.
Bit Slinky. Bits. It could be either Bit Slinky or Bit Slinky, all one word, however you want to do it.
Oh my God.
See, I like that.
Terry, you are brilliant. That is brilliant. I want to jump up and kiss you right now.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, I would love to sell them too.
As long as we don't go over the Slinky brand.
Wow.
We're not making money on them, guy. Who cares?
We could sell these.
Hold on. So it's important we get the sound right on this. So is it Bit Slinky?
If we have it all one word, it could be Bit Slinky, Bit Slinky. Or if we had it two words, Bit Slinky. But I like the play on the word link, which goes right into what we do as a community. And it also takes people won't even think of us blinks when they see it.
Jesus, this is brilliant.
But I can't
think of which way we should go with it though. I need help.
Jeff, think of this. Pet Smart. Is it Pet Smart or Pet Smart? It's both. But they just have it all run one word together. So
I don't know. I don't know.
Capitalize the L.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. BITS all caps anyway, and then
capitalize. And then the L. So Bit Slinky.
Yeah.
Oh. I love that. Okay.
And I think you got something.
Oh my God.
And then
Terry, where have you been, Terry? Okay.
If you didn't say it, you know, but it's
Bit Slinky.
Probably written.
Does everyone like that?
Yeah, I like it. It's pretty good.
It works.
It's less controversial, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Merv, do you like Bit Slinky?
Well, yeah. And it doesn't sound like Slinky, there's no trademark there.
Okay.
We have one other Robin, hand.
Hold on. Robin, do you like that Slinky?
That's fine.
That's not very affirmative.
No, it's fine.
Robin, you're not getting excited enough, Robin.
I would be more.
Come on, let's hear a little more jovialness out of you.
Can I finish, please?
Yes, no. You can. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yes.
All right. I would be more inclined to vote for the bit Slinky. Yes.
Okay. I still would have liked to have a little more jovialness out of your voice, but that's okay. I understand.
Just send her one when she starts playing with it, you know.
I know. I'm just teasing you, Robin. I'm sorry. I hope I didn't offend you, Robin.
I don't offend easily.
I'd buy one of those because I can't get to the convention.
It's Lincoln. I know. Okay.
Yeah.
My God.
Oh, I want to sell them.
That is so... Terry, you are amazing, Terry.
You know what?
Thank you. Okay, we'll take the other hand.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but that would be a great thing if you could connect with the hand. I'd buy one of those.
We'll figure that out. Best Linky. My God, that's so good. Oh, you don't know how much joy that just brought to my heart.
I bought a bunch of them to my students.
Oh my God, that's so good. Okay.
We actually have John McCann and then Larry Watkinson. So.
Okay, John. And then that's it. Because we have one more topic.
Yeah, okay. I think I'm here, and I'm going to be super short because I think my commentary just got mooted out. I really, really, really applaud this shift. I'm not offended by the term Blinky as a mildly self-deprecatory term used amongst ourselves. That's fine. But I was concerned about the broader implications, depending on whether, you know, the PR over it. Initially, I thought it was going to be something on shirts or things like that. You know, I'm fine now. I mean, not that I have a vote anymore, but, you know.
Okay.
I think Terry helped you to dodge a bullet.
Oh my God. That is so good.
Huge kudos to Terry.
Okay. But I will just say though, I still think Bits Blinky would have been okay, but I love Bits Slinky as well. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You could affectionately call it your Blinky, you know? I mean, any of us could, but
I'm not going there. Okay. Okay. My Blinky with my Blankie? Is that what it is?
You can turn into the Blink easily.
That's right.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Careful. We are hearing eating and rappers in the background periodically.
So. Yes. I don't know who that is. But Larry?
Terry not only came up with an excellent idea, but she reminded me what I forgot to put on our request for the convention. I would like to be able to get some glow sticks so that we can promote glow.
Oh, that would be cool.
Ooh, yeah. We can
get those. That is awesome.
And Kayla and I came up with that, and she priced them out at one point. And I think you remember the conversation we talked about it having.
Carrie buys them every year for Halloween.
Exactly. We get like a gazillion of, and just
get like a thousand of them for like $30 or something.
Yeah, I mean it's up. So we thought about that. Because the other thing we were thinking about is coming up with yo-yos. So yo-yos are off the table. We're going for bit slinkies.
Bit slinky.
Anyhow, I just wanted to raise that issue. So probably try to fit some glow sticks in there as well and promote.
You know what? If we have to, we'll donate them. I'm not like, if it's a low cost item, we'll just put it somewhere.
Yeah, I just want to let folks know.
All right. All those in favor of Bits Linky.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. This is going to be fun. Okay. Oh my God. You guys, this is brilliant. Oh my God. I want to go do a happy dance right now. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. We have one more item. Can we ask Michael Doeys to unmute, please?
Yep. I will find him.
Okay, this brings us to Bits Connect, and people have asked why, we had a contract with Techopolis, of which we did not renew in 2025. I almost said 2005. I almost pulled a Larry, which means that the agreements that were enforced would not be enforced at that point. And that was 2 years ago, and time shifts and prices don't remain the same. we have asked Techopolis to take on the, and by the way, I helped develop the requirements and even parts of the app myself, although it had to be fixed. But thank you, Taylor. But the vision behind it came from us, and it is being improved. Of which all of you board members, we need to know what your Apple IDs are. So if you could send that information to me on the board list, we will get you access to Bits Connect so you can test it. And then we will be opening it up for public testing for all Bits members soon. I don't know exactly what that soon means yet, but probably soon-ish. It's probably soon-ish, like maybe this weekend, maybe. So Taylor has invested, and I don't have a count here of time, and David asked me to consider doing some sort of competitive analysis of what this app would actually cost if we were to go out into the general market and ask that it be developed, with the understanding that you would need accessibility expertise as well, which, by the way, is not easy to find. So there is that caveat. She's already put in, I'm not even going to estimate, but she's been working on it for weeks. She's been working on the plugin, which we started, but then had to be dramatically improved, as well as the Magic Link plugin as well. So there's lots of infrastructure that will touch all aspects of Bits Connect, whether it's on iOS, Android, Windows, or Mac, or iOS. All of this is work that is needing to be accomplished. We have a statement of work from Techopolis, which gives us a fixed price based on the locked-in feature set, with the exception that we did bring up to them that we do need ways of ensuring that we can browse to places inside of the Bits website, inside of the app itself. And I think that I don't want to speak for Michael, but I think that would be a friendly amendment to the ask.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Thank you for being flexible. This allows us to do things like make sure that things like the appliance portal works and other aspects of the website that may or may not come to fruition. Because a lot of the app is being built in a native way, meaning that whether you are going to be purchasing a renewal or purchasing a membership or voting, all of that is going to feel like a magical iOS experience, meaning that it's not going to feel like the website. It's going to be an app-like experience, which is amazing, just amazing, amazing detail. That goes for being able to connect to meetings. So you'll be able to get a notification, you know, get push notifications about upcoming events if you wish to have them. We will be able to allow you to connect directly to the Zoom meeting without you having to go figure out where the link is and all of that, and you can either do that with a phone number or the link itself. You'll be able to play all of our media. You'll be able to download it for offline listening. So if you're on a plane and you want to bring 5 or 6 episodes with you to listen and you're traveling all the way across the country, then you can do that with Bits Connect and many, many more features that we don't have time to talk about here tonight. So the price that has been quoted by Techopolis gives us a completed statement of work and complete app with bug fixes and any troubleshooting issues that may come up over the coming year once it has completed. This does not mean, and I'm trying to be the guy that's going to give all the ugly details, this does not mean that we can request major enhancements, major feature requests, and feature creep, or, you know, do things that the industry loves to do to designers and developers, which is to say, move the target all the time, because that comes with a cost. And so if we want new features, if we want new things implemented, then we need to come back to them and ask for them. And there's going to be a cost to them. I will tell you with a surety that an app such as this, if you were to go out into the general, and maybe I should ask Michael from his professional of work in this field as well to comment. But I will guarantee you that if we were to go out into the general market and ask for, unless you went to something like China or somewhere else where, you know, now you're dealing with you know, all the intricacies of that, you know, that would make it very, 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 very challenging. You're looking at a minimum of probably about $25,000 easily. And that would probably not even give you the level of support over that year either. The current price that has been quoted is $4,000 as it sits today, unless, of course, the mountain moves. And then, of course, it would have to shift a little. But we do not foresee that being an issue at the moment. If there's little things that wiggle, you know, I'm sure that we can work with, as long as it's within the bounds of the intent, meaning that we're not going to go off and design, you know, Siri 4.0 inside of Bits Connect. Okay. We're not doing that. But if we need more customization around a setting or a, can we turn off notifications for specific types of things? Maybe. I don't know. These are things we have to talk about, but you know, I'm sure we can be somewhat flexible as long as it's within the scope of the feature itself. If it's minimal effort. So what I'd like to do now is I'd like to ask Michael to speak and to give us any additional information, and then we will then call for a motion from the floor.
Thanks, Jeff. A few things I want to point out about the app is that I will say that we are very proud of this app as Techopolis and being able to have the honor to build this for Bits. This app obviously everybody is using AI these days. We use it in our apps as well, but we also make sure we are watching what code is being created, how it works. And this isn't just a side project. This has occupied several weeks, 2 to 3 weeks of full-time work by Taylor Arndt, our employee who does.
And you
work.
Too, Michael. Yeah. I mean, it's not just her.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. We've both been working on this app. She's been working on mostly the code. I've been working on a lot of the working with Bits and Jeff
and the Larry. Visuals and
yes. Yeah. And we've organized test flights and we have a working prototype of the app minus a few things that are coming soon, which is very exciting.
Yeah, the payment pieces are not in place yet because we have questions.
Right. And those things have to be ironed out. And that's all been figured into this scope of work and a fixed price estimation. The reason why we base this on a $50 per hour measurement and based on the amount of time that has been put in and the amount of time that we think is still remaining is based on how the numbers for this was formulated. So as we are building, apps it's not something we do on the side. It's not a hobby. This is genuinely what we do is build great apps. So we want to provide Bits with the best app solution that we can instead of something that I could have hand coded 2 years ago.
We started with ACB Link with Michael. Mm-hmm. Which was really just a dream of what was, what could we do? And I dare say that this is going to make ACB Link look like, well.
I can't speak for others, but, I have the app on my phone.
It's pretty amazing.
I have the app on my phone, and I actually prefer consuming Bits content in the app we're creating. And I think that's the measure of a good app whenever the developers and other, folks, they also say we're consuming content more often in the app.
It was so cool to be able to double tap on the search field in the media tab and type in the phrase and see it right there and double tap on it and listen to it. Finding it on the website's like, really? Like, you have to be a caveman or something, like a crazy person. This makes it just so much easier. And that's just one example of, just coolness.
Yes,
not to mention intense, being able to say things like, connect me to the next Bits meeting with Siri and have it open up a meeting for you. Things like that. Just magic. Yes, go ahead. Michael.
I have a comment and a question, but I need to know, need a motion before we discuss.
Michael, do you have any more comments before we move forward?
Nope. That is all the comments I have, and I'll go ahead and put myself back on mute.
Michael, I want to just, there's been some questions from some folks about our abbreviations. Now, you and I and Jeff, when putting this together, we know this because we're tech peoples, and this is what we've done for our living. And so I will be working with you to expand out the abbreviations in the contract because people want to know what those terms are because they're not daily used like a PRT and the different
we'll
work with you on that. And I just wanted to assure the members who may not be speaking right now that are asking that we're doing. And I also want to clarify, absolutely, 2 years ago when we entered into an agreement with Michael, it was actually to build the WordPress site and to build the infrastructure that allowed us to have a doorway to be able to move into doing a mobile application. There was never a commitment that we would end up with an app. The commitment was that we would be having the infrastructure within WordPress and our website content being built in a structure to where it would adjust to a mobile phone and be ready for an app. And so that infrastructure actually was achieved. We discontinued the need for doing in a part because of the way WordPress has matured. We developed a lot of the plugins that were built in to WordPress that was custom built by Techopolis have been achieved. And that was one of the reasons we discontinued the need to have them and that we would do it on an as needed basis.
By the way, I am sure that as we build out the personal web app, the portable web app, the PWA, and the Windows version, that we'll be consulting with Techopolis as well, because, we need to make sure that we understand the framework that they continue to build out
as part of
the plugin structure. So this is we are partnering, we are holding hands, we're working together closely to achieve. And by the way, a lot of the work that's going on is not just Techopolis, it's Bits Grown too. And I think that you're not just investing in Techopolis, you're investing in ourselves. So,
and the other thing I think, Jeff, worth mentioning is having this app the way it's being designed is like that. We have access to the infrastructure on how this app's being built. A lot of times when you contract out to have software built or applications built, we don't end up with the code. We get hooked into where we're forced to have to. So if Techopolis were to move in a different direction and we had to look for another vendor, we're not having to work to unlock the code so that we can figure out what the heck's going on in that respect. And that's part of what we've got in the relationship going with Techopolis, is having that technology knowledge and infrastructure that is going into building this app. So I just want to, that's an important thing for folks to understand.
If Michael, I could add two more things real quick, that is just to let the membership know and the board, Bits has the source code already. One of the first things we did, we made sure that the organization owns the source code. It is managed by Bits, not by our organization. And I'm sure as time goes on, I would think of this as an investment. This is an initial setup. I'm sure we could come up with something in the future if we want to do ongoing support of the app and things like that. But this is just for the initial scope of building the initial app, which is bit of sticker shock.
And Michael, I just want to say, the features are going to be driven by users.
Mm-hmm.
And, we don't know what users want going forward. We had ideas about what we think that they need at this point based on the pain points that we have been experiencing with people using the website and things. So we're solving those problems, but members, you need to be thinking outside the box about what might be possible and dream big, dream boldly, dream about your bit slinky. Oh, sorry. That's different.
Jeff. Okay. Oh,
yes.
No, I would like to make a motion that Bits as an organization approves the initial provided scope of work and the $4,000 price tag to work with Techopolis as the vendor.
Second.
Okay. Now I have some comments and questions.
And you do have a hand from the board, David Edick as well.
David, you don't need to raise your hand. You're on the board.
No.
Just speak up, my friend.
Yeah.
To be fair, can I go since I made the motion?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Okay. Sorry. Just wanted to make sure we were processing things. Comment, first of all, does it have to be called Bits Connect or can we call it Bits Linking now? Anyways.
No. We already have bitsconnect.org, so stop that.
I know. But we didn't have
Bits Linking. Yes, we paid $126.
My question, because it was purchased for 10 years.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah. Yep. Someone didn't read the board packet. Just saying.
Dude, 38. You know. Never mind.
Question.
Right, go on.
Michael, what? So you've already answered one of my questions, and that is, can Bits get the source code to the app as it's being developed? But I do have some questions about iOS 27. And if Apple changes everything in June and all of the app intents that you guys have implemented are no longer valid, is Bits up a creek and do we need to repay you for something different? Or does this count through the release of iOS 27 at least?
So I will put it this way. If it is, Apple has not changed anything to break app intents since app intents were released. I don't foresee them doing that. I foresee them making changes to add new features for app intents and for features like that. For example, if an app was compiled before Liquid Glass came around, it still would continue to work as it did before Liquid Glass was added to the operating system. So on a year-over-year basis, as long as you did not try to recompile your app, nothing would seriously break. They keep everything backwards compatible. If there, for some reason, it does break a key aspect of the app, yes, that would be covered in the one-year maintenance.
But what we would not do is we would not like embed other AI models to do things necessarily that the operating system might bring in, because that would be considered it. I'm just stating the obvious, I guess, is what I'm trying.
Correct. Okay. Now, most likely, since we do have AI features in the app, those will be improved by the new update. They'll just out of the box. So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah. I want to make sure too, as you're
moving. David's hand was up too, Larry. Just
saying. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me be quiet. David, he's a board member.
Thank you. I want to hear what your thoughts are too. So Michael and Jeff and all the Bits people involved, I don't want any disrespect meant when I say this, but what would be the maintenance that you would be providing after that? We're putting a chunk of money towards this, and I know that we want to see it continue to go. Do you have any ideas of what a maintenance for something like this is?
Typically, bug fixes and troubleshooting, and I'm going to be totally honest with the board. We are putting this at a discount for our nonprofit discount. Typical app development rates for us are typically over $100 an hour. So an app like this would probably be nearly
$8,000 to $10,000.
Yes. So we are, because of the features, because of the amount of testing and troubleshooting that's going into this, that is where we're coming up with that. Now, that is also to say, though, if a user comes and says, hey, the app's been released and I'm having trouble joining this Zoom meeting for X, Y, or Z reason, we will fix that. We will totally honor that and fix it. And if that means going into the plugin, making a change, that's totally fine. It does not mean that we're going to make, you know, huge improvements.
You're not going to add major features.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right.
I think that's reasonable.
And then one other request, and you could even pass this to ACB Link. I'm sorry to put it that way. The ability to close the app and have it remember where you are at so you don't have to start at the beginning of a 4-hour board meeting would be great.
You know what? If that's not in our app, it will be. It already is.
I don't know if it's in the...
According to Taylor, it already is. So
I don't know how you're doing that with streaming. Well, anyway, I'm not going to get into that right now, but okay.
My major things is I'd like to know what it would cost us the following years to just get maintenance updates.
I want to talk a little bit about the testing. We have began testing. Jeff is extending it to the board, which is the good case. He's saying send it to president. I would actually prefer it to come to support because we're putting it a link together and putting everybody together well, with Techopolis.
Kayla is on the board list. She can pull it from the board
list. Okay, there you go. There you go. Yeah, yeah.
So board members, just send an email to the board list and we'll get your, just we need to know your Apple IDs, okay?
There you go.
Can I just butt in here real quick? Why don't we have them send it to the BITS Connect email?
We could do that.
All right. Well, we will instruct you later on what to do.
So
ignore what we're saying right now.
We have selected up to 50 people, that's including the board, to be testers in the initial phase one. There are some people who were not selected because the list was overwhelming. And so we are holding off and adding additional folks to the testing atmosphere. And there will probably be a phase two. I want to also assure the board, we have really gone through this contract with Michael. In fact, as late as last evening, Michael and I were negotiating components of it. And that's why we now have a post-maintenance warranty for a year after the application is released in July of 2026. Mm-hmm. So there's some things like that. And there'll be some delayering of some of the abbreviations. But I want to make sure that folks know not everyone who wanted to be testers was selected. That was a decision Jeff, Kayla, and I made working with Techopolis, trying to get a cross-section of people who we knew are coming in and asking for tech support and those who are more advanced users. So we did a cross-section.
We will open it up eventually to all BITS members for testing. We just need to make sure that we have some foundation before we do that, you know?
And that probably may not occur until probably mid-June, probably is. At the earliest, at the latest, probably or earliest.
Oh, I don't know. We'll see. I think that's going to be up to conversation that we have with Techopolis to figure out where we think things are. Yep. So we'll let you know. Yeah, go ahead.
Is this app going to be only for BITS members as time goes on? Is it going to be kind of a?
It has It will have features for people to get at some information, but it's primarily a member-driven app experience.
If it's open to the public on our website, you'll be able to access it essentially from the application. It's what we're aiming for. So you'd be able to like learn where BITS chats are because that's open. And so, yeah, so there would be that. And so that's part of where we're building and testing and Techopolis is partnering with us to do. Does that help you, Debbie?
But it would be a kind of a thing to have people see like, wow, if I join BITS, I get that much more.
This is an area that we have not spent as much time on yet. And I'm sure there's going to be a little bit of figuring out exactly what that user experience is going to look like, unless Taylor knows more than I do, which is obviously she does. So,
I may ask a question?
Of course.
Okay, I still wish I understood some of that proposal a little better. You know, there are so many abbreviations in it that I don't know, and it kind of makes it hard for me to know what I'm paying for and what I'm voting on.
So a PRD is a product requirements document. It's basically what are the features that we want. It's written in software requirement language, basically, so that a developer would know how to work with that document to generate those features. A PWA is basically a version of the app that BITS that we will build internally with BITS, not from the Techopolis side. But we will utilize their infrastructure that they have built around all of our data to be able to help with that. And that will actually run on Android. You'll be able to run it in your browser. And then we will also be developing a Windows-based version of BITS Connect as well to allow us to, have a native experience on the Windows side. So trying to simplify that for you, Diane, that's basically what the statement of work is talking about there.
And there are other terms in the document, I'm sure, that are very technical terms. I know Auth0 is mentioned. I know there's other technologies that are mentioned, but those need to be present for Thoroughness to show what you know, is used in the development of the app.
And as I said, we'll work with Techopolis to unpack that so that people can have the terms if that's where the board is wanting that.
Yeah, I would kind of like to see it in English, but you know,
we'll work on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay. All right. Do we have a second, don't we?
Call for the session.
Okay. All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Thank you. This concludes the business portion of the meeting that I had on the agenda. We can open it up for a few questions from the floor, from the audience, if that would be permissible. And I think we can take, it's about 7:28. So I mean, I'm willing to stay as long as we need to, but I also recognize that for some of you, it's late. So let's, do you know how many hands we have, by the way?
Right now, we just have one.
Oh, well, okay. All right.
So we can start with Marvin, if you're ready.
Huh? Go ahead, Marvin.
Oh, how's it going?
I don't have the answer for you on the blind shell yet.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to spend on was, because I found out that the blind shell is based on a custom version of Linux, which was a bit shocked when I asked Luna. So, it's a menu-driven phone.
I don't know yet.
Okay, it's just something that's just, and I'm happy to test the blind shell if it's, and it's based, I think, on Java Android code anyway, the blind shell. And a couple of comments I do have, minor things, meaning that you still got the old word specialist on the bits bytes, the bits user Gmail, and also some parts of a website. So maybe you just have to replace it with the new words.
Okay. Good feedback. Thank you, Marvin.
Okay.
And we also had Anne put her hand up.
Anne?
Hello. I'm just curious about the BitSlinky and how you plan on distributing that, what format.
We're going to have them at the booth, and we're going to give them away to anybody who wants one.
Okay, so then they'll also be at the reception too, correct?
Of course.
Okay, I just wondered if it was, I heard somebody say something about fundraising. I'm thinking, well, my ears perked up for that. So I just was curious. Thank you.
That was mean. Yeah.
And by the way, I want to just give another shout out, and I hope she's still here, to Terry, who is the savior of the moment of bringing up just a tremendous, brilliant, wonderful, delightful, and delicious idea. So thank you, Terry.
And next we have,
go ahead. Sorry.
Donna Pomerantz.
Do you like BitSlinky?
I love BitSlinky. Oh my God. It's
so good, right?
It is wonderful. Oh my God, I'm so excited. I want one. And I also wanted to say that I'm really excited about the possibility of Bits either sharing a table with iBug at the NFB convention or doing, you know, what it needs to do to be able to be there. I think that is absolutely wonderful. But I do have to say, you do get involved in ACB politics because you have a delegate, you vote on officers and resolutions and all that fun.
You're bringing the party down here. Yeah.
But you know what? You need to give Mark a BitSlinky and then.
I'm sure we will.
We'll all be happy together. Anyway. Okay. Thanks.
Okay.
Oh, Donna, be guaranteed that Mark will be given a Blinky. I'll guarantee you. That's right. But I'll make sure he knows you wanted him to have it.
We gotta get the pronunciation right on this.
Slinky and a Binky.
Yes.
That's Linky.
I love it. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for what you're doing.
BitSlinky. Okay.
And we have Anne. She put her, did you mean to lower your hand, Anne, or put it back up again?
I forgot to add that when you guys are at these other booths, would you be wearing a Bits Merc?
Oh, listen. By the way, Anne, do you know that as part of our sponsorship, we actually get our name on the T-shirt that is sold at convention as well.
I love that. So even more reasons why we should be walking around with our Bits t-shirts and sweatshirts.
Everybody should be walking around with your Bits. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Okay, bye.
And I will wear a t-shirt at the NFB convention, whatever booth we're allowed to be in, unless iBits is not wanting to do that. But yes, if I can get by wearing a Bits t-shirt, you can be guaranteed I will.
Okay, thank you, Larry. That's nice. Any other hands?
We appear to be clear.
Oh, this is wonderful. Guys, thank you so very much for your wonderful spirit tonight, your willingness to have great conversation and work through lots of issues tonight. And, you know, you've made my heart sing tonight. So thank you for being you. Thank you for everyone who has participated. Thank you, Chanel. Thank you, Robin. Thank you, Debbie and Michael and Larry and Kayla. And
I think we set a spending record tonight.
We did.
There's no question about that.
We allocated 20% of our assets.
Yeah.
Well, I think we've got a lot of Bits to do. So it'll be fun. It is 10:34 PM Eastern time or 7:34 Pacific. And this meeting is adjourned. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.